Skins and Bob get converted to shelves.
Yeah, hi. I was just ringing up to find out how much the RG240 test was and if it fails the retest. That's an Evo 8. So when you say a 3-hour window, so you basically, if you run it up and it fails, you've got an hour or so to try and fix it and then bring it back. Is that so? Yep. Yep. Oh, cool, 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 yeah. So you basically might get two sessions for that price. Okay. Yeah, okay. No, that's cool. I get that. So the more likelihood is if you fail once, you probably have a chance at one more time for the 4095. It's kind of like a rough likelihood. Awesome, cool. I understand that. Fair enough. And then the dyno tuning for it, if it needs adjustments to try and get it to pass. Yeah, so it's currently running a Helltech system, Helltech 2500. Yeah, but it's got a 3.2 litre stroker kit done to it. 2.3 litre stroker kit done. Stage 2 cams and head, so it's I think it's a 272 cams. Pretty good. Yeah, okay. Yep. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. All right, so yeah. It's sort of like I'm in a grey area right now where I'm looking at buying the car, but I'm just trying to do the research before buying it to see whether I'm about to go down a really bad rabbit hole or not. It hasn't been engineered, is it? Yeah, I think I just... Yeah, okay. Just one more question. I don't want to take up too much of your time, sorry. But I spoke to a few people in this testing facility, but when I spoke to someone earlier about a week ago, he gave me the most confidence that you guys seem to be very well-adversed in this, so that's why I want to stick with you guys. few other people have said, yeah, piece of piss, we'll just retard the shit out of your tithing. Basically, he didn't say it in general terms, but yeah, because I spoke to another guy, yeah, and then I said to him, I said, it's on E85 only at the moment. And he goes, oh, E85, yeah, it's easier to pass for the E85. But then I spoke to you guys are going, you got Buckley's nut on E85. I'm like, you know what, you guys sound like you've done this a lot of times, and other people sound like they may just blow your engine up trying to get it there, and I don't want that. I want to do it properly. Yep. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, no, just, yeah, one of the other guys talking about taking timing out and doing all this kind of stuff. I'm like, that's quite what's meant to happen. It doesn't sound right. Yeah, it's got to come down. Yeah, okay, so that's something else I'd have to do as well. At the moment, it makes too much power, but coming down in power seems a lot easier than going up. So at the moment, it's making 350 kilowatt, which works out to too much, more than 220 per tonne. So I need but I guess it going to 98 fuel might help depreciate some of that power anyway. Yeah, okay, so, yeah, sorry, back to the... I was going to ask one question, let you go. I sort of rambled for a minute there. I'm just trying to get it all out. In your professional opinion, what cat would I put on there? Because I believe at the moment it's probably got a high flow 100 cells, probably not in a great position to pass anything. Yeah, exactly. That's why I just want to know, if I was to get a cat fitted before testing, because I want to have a better chance off the bat, I don't want to waste my time or yours. Oh, yeah. Yeah, correct. This is just to pass and get engineered, because the idea is I want to be able to get pulled over by the police and say, it's all engineered above board. I don't want to get pulled over and get defected, and then the car lives in my garage for the next 10 years till I sell it. Everyone's telling me, don't do the engineers, it's too expensive, and I'm saying, I don't want to shit myself when I see a cop car and have to turn off or hope to God I don't put it on. I want to go to the cop and wave at him low, you know? Correct, that's what I don't want. Yeah. Well, that's where I'm at as well, because it's got, this has got a big turbo manifold on it. It sits about as high as a rock. Cover cell stands out like dog's balls. It's not standard. It's got the adjustable fuel pressure reg up on the firewall, which I believe for engine needs to be dial off and bolted closed, because I'm dealing with S&M, or I was going to do a Jetta. What's someone that got recommended by you guys? Jetta Engineering. One of the two. Jabba. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, he was recommended. So I spoke to him and he just said, yeah, we can block it off. No problem. We can make it work. But, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't faze me too much. Yeah, which is, that's what you 7 out of 10 from, like, all of the things you mentioned. So some money with you, some money with the engineer, some money with whatever. Yeah. Yeah, 7 out of 10 is not that bad. So, I mean, for peace of mind, anyway. Yeah. Yeah, stock parts, stock tune. Yeah. Correct. I'd prefer to do it this way. But yeah, I just wanted to, yeah. Before I come to possibly you guys, I just wanted to know recommendation. That the cat question, the cat, yeah, that was what I was, I think we got sidetracked. Yeah, that's yep. Would there be a cell count you'd recommend? Yep. Yeah, okay, because I've got a guy across, I actually manage a Total Tool store, and across the road we got an account customer that's an exhaust joint. He quoted me $600 to $650 to put a Euro 6 400 cell in, about $650, which I thought was reasonable priced, I guess, but yeah. Yeah, I just... Yeah, of course. I just want him to do it with flanges. The high flow cat at the moment doesn't have flanges, so probably a bit more money paying him to make it a swap out ordeal, which I'm fine with that. So if I was going to run two cats, which is going to give me a lot better chance of this just passing to start with, in your recommendation would be to run two cats as close as I can to the turbo. Is that where we're sort of... Oh, yeah, but I mean, like, yeah, so just part, because at the moment, the high flow cat on it, obviously, you got the dump pipe comes down, comes around your 45-degree bend, sorry, 90-degree bend, and then goes straight. Basically, at the very tip of the 90-degree bend, he's got the high flow cat. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's why I thought I'd ask first, because I want to get you guys to do the alter the tune, do whatever you got to do to get it to pass. But before I get that, I want to turn up and you look at the exhaust and go, not on God's green earth. Is that doing anything? So I thought if I have it ready before I come to you, better odds. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So So putting a standing cap back on, just putting a, yeah, okay. Yep. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, awesome. So that's something to think about. Two, if I go buy the car, two cats on it, and maybe a muffler that's not so obnoxiously loud. Yeah, awesome. All right, so yeah, I can work on that. I mean, yeah, cool. Awesome. All right, and then the other, you were saying 98's got a better chance at E85, doesn't it? I mean, I think the place that built the engine, OE Performance, at about 2400, they'll put a flex sensor in there and do a second dyno tune for 98 on flex. So I'd probably better just do that anyway, I guess. Get the power down. All right. Yep. All right. Awesome. I'll do my investigation pass there. But yeah, so the test. 1495, and then it can vary depending on if you have to adjust some stuff to help it. Oh, 99, sorry, 99. Calling you. About $1,000 for a third try. Okay. Yeah, that's why I want to try. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. And then the bigger cams, though, do you normally have issues with them? Yeah, okay. Because, when I spoke... Yeah, okay. Because I think that, well, it says stage 2 cams. I'm not 100% sure, but I imagine for an Evo, that'd be 272. 27274, yeah. Because when I spoke to the other gentleman there, he said your cams, if they're too big, you're going to have issues. And they got 1650cc. He said that should be okay, but yeah. That's all right. But you're saying it's, yeah, beautiful. All right, cool. So it sounds like it's a decent chance of it being okay. All right, cool. All right, awesome. Appreciate your time, man. I'll have to go buy the car, do all this stuff, and then book in. Awesome. Appreciate your time. Thank you. Bye.